Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. It is teasing Thursday, horny. It is thunderstorm Thursday, all up in here. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, it is sunny on today. About 78 degrees, horny, and we got some banging bad music on today. Going to get down with it all day today. I am telling you. And I need my Tanqueray and my gumbo rum. Y'all know I don't do nothing without my drink. Listen, Rodney, please, honey, set up the bar and get me my drink, please. Make it a virtual one at that. Make it a virtual drink. Put some virtual ice cubes in there. Put some virtual gumbo rum in there and stir it up with some vodka, you know, a little screwdrivers. You know, I need the whole shebang all the day and my champagne. You know what I'm saying up in here? Listen. It is September 15th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bajani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gump. Let me tell you something. Steve Gump got the nerve. He got the nerve up in here to give me a call on yesterday. He tells me, y'all, that he's going to be in the Windy City October the 10th. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care if you're going to be in the Windy City on October 10th. You know what I'm saying up in here? I'm in the Windy City every single day. You know, so when he goes to Mexico, when he goes to Florida, when he goes all over the world, do you think he calls me? Hell no, he doesn't call me. He calls me when he's coming to the Windy City. I'm like, I know what the Windy City looks like. What do I need to go downtown for and take a look around? I don't need that. So listen. When you get here on October 10th, you have a good time. Drink all your gum rum. Have a blast. Now listen, I got some super bad music on today. Independent artist, I am Z. Yes, indeed. And also, independent artist, Pagan Lust, got some hard music on today. Listen, y'all know who's going to be hearing your music. Come on, talk to me, baby. Yes, baby, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Y'all, the cats and dogs is in their pajamas on today. We're going to get down with it, honey. Listen, before I dig into the music while y'all on Facebook, look, we done had breakfast and coffee already on Facebook, so we're having our lunch and dinner on Facebook as well. Look. Use the keyword, Fierce Female, when the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. And you know what? Thank you guys so much for voting on the show. You know something? Let me say this real quick. Now listen, I appreciate you guys voting on the show consistently for quite a while now. People have been voting up the show, which is really, really nice, and I really appreciate it because every time individuals vote on the show, of course, it sends us more traffic. And so the New York City Podcast Network, we're in that directory, and different individuals, that particular directory gets a lot of traffic. Now, let me tell you something. New York City Podcast Directory is the largest radio and podcast directory in the world. It really is. So let me tell you something. When you vote on the show, it sends us a lot of traffic. Now, listen, people, you got to understand. When you're on the show, whether if you're an independent artist or if you're doing an interview, if you're an entrepreneur, you got to understand something. I want to tell you, and this one, I'm not going to say this artist's name. I'm not going to say his name, but I want to give an example. Do not give up. You know what I'm saying? Do not give up if you do not see a play or a stream on your account the same day. For God's sakes, don't give up. I had an artist, and I tried to talk to this person because they really do create very, very great music. He creates great music, and I tried helping him a lot, did a lot for him, put together music videos, put together interviews, magazine interviews, and everything. And then he turns around and he says to me, I got a point to this story. Stay with me, people. Stay with me. He tells me, I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up because I can't take it anymore. He was not seeing the income. And you know, it's hard to make money with music. Yeah, that's why I push multiple streams of income. I push millionaire music, and I'm going to get to that in just 1 second. So listen, he says to me, I'm going to give up. I can't do this anymore. My wife, I got to support my family. And he goes, yada, yada, yada. And he's really giving me this spiel. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not wearing my therapist hat today. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to encourage him. I said, don't give up. And he says, I'm going to eventually come back to music. You know what happened? Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened? Let me tell you what happened. I started getting all these emails. Now, this was months ago when he says, I'm just can't hardly do this anymore. This was months ago. Let me tell you what happened. I've been getting emails. Listen, people, I have been getting emails consistently about the show that he did. He did a show. He did a promo. And people are voting. People are voting up his show. People are voting up his show and his music. I'm like, now, do you see this here? So listen, you got to hang on. It's just like, Tom and Jerry. It's just like Tom and Jerry. When you see, oh, sweet Jesus, you guys know I am trying to license life coach, so I cannot help but to go into these sessions. So let me tell you something before I get to the music. It's just like Tom and Jerry. You remember the cartoon Tom and Jerry was always chasing one another all around the world? So look at it this way. Looking at it this way, when Tom and Jerry is chasing one another around, all the way around, and all the way around the house, and sometimes he would just bang into everything. So listen, Tom and Jerry, what I'm trying to get to, let me drive this home. Music, you and music is almost like Tom and Jerry. It's just like you're Tom and Jerry because you're doing what? You are chasing after your dream. And remember in the cartoon Tom and Jerry, they always did a lot of running all around the house. They would get tired, and he was always running from him, and blah, 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 blah. So listen, the point is this. You and your music is just like Tom and Jerry. You can't give up. You got to keep going after your dream, right? So listen, in the process of while you're doing your music, create another stream of income. I am telling you, it will pay off. It will pay off. It will pay off. It will pay off. Now listen, people call me nuts and crazy. Listen, I didn't mean to go on all this. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to play music by Pagan Lux. People called me crazy and nuts. People were calling me all kind of names when I first got started. Listen, I've been doing this since 2007. They call me crazy. They call me nuts because, you know, people cannot see your vision. People cannot see your dream. People cannot see and they don't understand your mission, right? So when I started visiting my network, I said, oh, my God, you're doing so many different things. You're crazy. You're a psycho and you're bipolar. They just called me so many everything. It says, you're out of your mind. But guess what? It's paying off. It pays for itself. The same people that was telling me I was crazy are the same people that's coming to me now. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen. I believe in multiple streams and income. They told me you cannot do more than one thing at one time. That's what they told me. You can't do more than one thing at one time. So listen, I am not doing more than one thing at one time. People are coming to me with offers, and it appears that I'm doing a million things at one time. But the truth of the matter is people are contacting me and saying, do you want to be involved with this? Would you like to be an ambassador here? Would you like to be in partnership here? That is what's happening. So when you do awesome work, when you do phenomenal work, and the other companies see it, and they will come to you. I'm telling you, so that's just one lesson for today. So listen, I got some music by artists, Pig and Lust. They got stuff going on. I want you guys to take a listen to this. This one is called Yellow, Yellow Serpent. It didn't make my life lesson to go that long, but it really, really did. So listen, I want you guys to check this song out. This is Yellow Serpent, Yellow Serpent. And listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. Now, Pig and Lust, that what they do is blend genres of rock, metal, blues, punk, and funk. Did you hear that? So they do a blending, which is always good because when you blend different styles together, what are you doing? You're creating your own sound. You're creating your own lane. That is what they are doing. They created their own lane. So let me tell you something. I got some good stuff that's going on from them. It's Ice Cold Bad, and you're going to love it. They have two songs I'm going to push on today. It is Lucifer and Yellow Serpents. I want you guys to check it out. Once again, it is Pagan Lust. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? Pagan Lust. All right. And so I want you guys to check this out. Come on, engineers, do your thing. And then I also have I Am Zeke. He is a CEO and recording artist of Black Q Magic Records. He is a compassionate musician with a mission to create thought-provoking and enjoyable music for all. Now, I like that. So listen, let me tell you something. He creates music that is thought-provoking. And let me get to this right now. Karma coming from you. And then I'm going to get to Pagan Love. So right now it is karma coming for you. Check it out. All right, that is karma coming for you. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of truth in that song. You hear what I'm saying? Karma coming for you. Now, pretty much everybody believes in karma, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. If you don't believe in karma, something's wrong with you. And you know what? Let me say this. Now, there are certain individuals that live their life. I live my life as if I understand that karma is real. You know what I'm saying? So let me tell you this. Let me say this. If you are an individual that goes around and you do whatever to individuals, that makes me feel like you don't believe that karma is really real. So listen, if you treat individuals all different kind of ways and you do all kinds of things, it makes me feel like you feel like karma is not going to get you in the end. So in that song, it's really the truth. It's God heaven truth. Karma is for real. And I got some more music that's coming up from I Am Zeke. I got one that's Fresh Air. I want you guys to check this out. This is Fresh Air. Take a listen.
I'm a masterpiece, Master B. Yeah, I'm Z. Remember me. I know you do, it's the truth. Yeah, I'm giving it to you. Here is what I do. Yeah, I plan to be. Wake up in the morning, now you see. Go outside in the breeze. Come and hang out with me in the street. At the beat, yeah, I be. Letting the waves roll over my feet and keep going on, cause I'm out getting fresh air for my creativity. Yeah, I live to see, live to breathe, and I be forever and still remain with thee as long as the wind blows. Sea stand from the sea, sun in the sky, moon shining down in the night, and I be now. Even when the clouds out, I'm everywhere, I'll be around, I'm over here, over there. Yeah, I walk through atmosphere, salute to me. It never returned VOID. As I speak, it comes to be. Fresh air is what I need. See, like ocean and sea. Look at the sky, S-K-I-E-S. Yes, this is a mess. I do it the best. I'll never rest. Public is the best, and you should to lose. Don't become no fool. I be coming in a cool dude. Yeah, you know I'm taking them all to school. Oh, school, new school, in between. Yeah, now you see me, I am Z. Yeah, I get fresh air whenever I need to. Yeah, that's what I do. I walk through, bite through, drive through if I need to. I don't care what you're saying, my dog too. Don't even need no proof. Solo is what it be. So, knock, 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 knocking at the door. Do you hear me? I'm at the store. Give it in, coming in, I'm so pure. Yeah, I am for sure. Look it up and read it in the blueprint. Written down, gave from the prophet. Yeah, just stop trying to knock it. I'm in pocket. Like wrist, watch and lock it. Stop quick, come on, let's keep going, moving through the atmosphere. Yeah, I'm just here for fresh air. Come and be with me. Yeah, I'm walking into the century. I'm 21st century, yeah, I be sworn in, living testimony. Testament, yeah, I meant new covenant. Promise you I'm sent.
All right, all right. That is fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this about fresh air. If you are going through, maybe you got a little stress. Matter of fact, there's so much that's going on in the world today. I'm sure that from time to time you may feel a little stress. But listen, about fresh air at night, it is true. This is very true. If you exercise or go take a walk, it is a good thing to be around nature. The best way to de-stress yourself and to detox your spirit, I call it spiritual detox. A great way to do a spiritual detox is to go for a 5 or 10 minute walk out among nature. It would be more, better if you went for a walk in the park, to be around trees, the nice grass, some water, if you have that ability to go for a walk in a park. And it does wonders. I'm telling you, it does a lot. It's moving meditation. You can look at the nature. You can look at the trees. You can look at the water, the grass. And it really makes you feel better. It really does make you feel better, and it works. And if you not want to do a lot of walking, you can take your blanket and sit down near the water. If you have a place where you're near water, even if it's a swimming pool, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I used to live in a community where there was a lot of swimming pools. So let me tell you something. I will walk past the swimming pool a lot and just loved it. And I walk around the little golf course area and I didn't get in the water. I would just walk past and look at it. It was just nice. It's very relaxing, very calming just to look at the water. And so it really works. And so I got some music coming up from Pagan Lust. Now, remember, they do blending of genres of rock, metal, blues, punk, and funk. So y'all check this out. This is called Yellow Serpent.
A smell of fuel, leopard rubber, right side by side with the ghost of my brothers. Yellow serpent's gonna be my addiction, more of rest than my final benediction. Every time I hit the streets, I know it might be my last. If the reaper wants a piece of me, he better be fast. Fuck, 85. Got one wheel down and one to the sky. red and blue lights fading out of sight. Not tonight, boys, not tonight. I got 96 seconds running through my veins, and a flood of adrenaline racking through my brain. I shall follow yellow serpents where they may be, to those who run the streets for a different breed. We shall follow yellow serpents where they may be. To my family I raise my fist and wish them Godspeed. The calm and mild storm. Whisper my name is legendary. I shall follow yellow serpents where they may lead, to those who run the streets for a different breed. We shall follow yellow serpents where they may lead. To my family I raise my fist and wish them Godspeed.
All right, that is Yellow Serpents. Up next, this one is Lucifer.
Look deep in you, there's something blood inside. Surface, like a niche out wide. A touch of evil you did not realize. Screaming voices must wrench your mind. The blistering madness, the pictures and the sights I see. Consciousness exists, and hands that controls it to me. I am your Lucifer. I am your king. I am your Lucifer. Yourself to be. I used to lurk, work my witchcraft in dark. Now you're less mindful, entrusting life to me. You stand in circles with all you think you need. With no attention as I release your greed. Blistering madness, the picture of sadness I see. Consciousness exists, and hands are controlled into me. The devil's inside you. Tell me, what will you do? Got yourself in this mess. This mess falls on you. Michael, pray to Zion. Show that he's got your back. But when you turn to the dark side, you don't come back. Yeah! Kids got big money, you want everything. Foolish possessions, I don't want that ring. Trapped in your phone screen, you barely have a pulse. I make my profit when you destroy yourself. Blistering madness, pictures on the side scene. Consciousness exits and has the controls into me. I am your
Hey, 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 what's up, my people? Listen, listen, listen. If you're just tuning in, this is the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Man. So I'm pretty much out of time, but listen, I've had two independent artists on today. I am Zeke and Pagan Lust, which you just heard, Pagan Lust, Lucifer. Let me tell y'all something. I was listening to the song. You know what came to mind? Y'all know Mama always got some life lessons, and I gave a pretty lengthy life lesson in the beginning. And just in case if you didn't know, I am a trained life coach. I was trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist for Fox 32 News here in the Windy City, but she no longer is a journalist or a reporter. She's moved on to Hawaii. She's living in Hawaii. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I was listening to the song Lucifer. Let me tell y'all something. Pretty much a lot of things can be your Lucifer. He was saying, I am your Lucifer, some of the lyrics in the song. Y'all know what? It's a lot of things that can be your devil, your demon, or your Lucifer. And the one thing that really stuck out in my mind, I was listening to him singing the song, toxic relationships. That is the biggest demon ever. That is the biggest Lucifer. If you are in a toxic relationship, run, honey, run, honey. And you know something? It can be easy to say run, but when you are in the middle, oh, God, when you're in the middle of a toxic relationship, listen, I know it can be, oh, Jesus Christ, I know it can be really difficult to break it. You know why? Because when you're in a toxic relationship, and the reason why it's hard to break that off, because the other person, the dominant person who's doing the controlling, they make it, of course, very difficult for you to get out. Because what happens, you break it off, you know, it could be a love relationship, a friend, or whatever, they keep coming back. And so that's the thing, they keep coming back. So you've developed this cord. It's like a cord. And, you know, a cord is hard to break. But listen, and it's like a stronghold as well. Listen, because it is, it's a Lucifer, it's a devil, it's demonic, you know what I'm saying? It's a cord, it's hard to be broken. Strongholds are very difficult to break. And so when the weaker person is trying to get out and saying, okay, I don't want to deal with this anymore, it's over with, the dominant person who has the control keeps reeling, keeps putting that fishing pole in the water to pull you back in. And so what he or she does, because they already know what's in the bag of tricks. The bag of tricks is things that you like to pull you back in. and whether it's money, whether it's clothes, whatever it is, whether it's a material thing, whether it's a tangible, whatever it is, what they'll do, they'll put it on their hook. They'll put it on their fishing hook. They'll put it back in the water, and what you do, you grab it just like a fish. You'll grab onto it, and it'll start reeling you back in, and then the cycle starts all over again. And see, what you got to do, oh, Jesus, I didn't know I was going to go this way, but listen, that song, different songs just brings a different life lesson. So listen, what you got to do to get out of a toxic relationship, you cannot take the bait. And you recognize bait. When you're in toxic relationship, you know what the bait is. You like it. And the misogyny. See, listen, when you get into those type of relationships or friendships, there's got to be something for both parties. And I'm not talking about people that beat you up. I am not talking about that. I'm talking about emotional ties. Do you know emotional ties are sometimes the hardest things to break? And so when you recognize the bait, you got to do what you got to do not to take the bait and not to get right back into it. See, that's what happens. So don't take the bait. They'll keep throwing the bait out to you, and if you keep taking the bait, you're going to be right back into that thing, and it gets harder and harder as it keeps going because you keep cycling up. You'll keep cycling up. You'll start out at the beginning, and when you keep going back, it gets that tie gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And so if there is sex involved, that makes it even harder. You know what I'm saying? Because you become one, and that's a whole different thing on a whole different level. So listen, stop taking the bait to break it off. Stop taking the bait. See what you did, Pagan Muscle? Got me going in this direction. So listen, stop taking the bait. You know what I mean? And the more you take the bait, the harder it is not to take the bait. And then sometimes you need help to get out. You got to go talk to somebody. You got to get a support system. You got to do something else outside of you. See, this is what makes it, and I'm going to tie this up because I'm pretty much out of time. This is what makes it your help to get out. You got to have a support system that's outside of you. When you get a support system that's outside of you, they're not tied to the mess. They're not tied to it. And so they can see what's going on, and they can help you to get out because they don't have that emotional tie, of course. So your support system can be your friends, can be your family. They're not tied to it. They're not going to take the bait because they ain't got to go for that. They're going to help you to get out, and you got to listen. You got to take heed. You got to listen. If you need a therapist, talk to your therapist. Talk to a counselor, and they will help you get out. Listen. So do that. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. Now listen, I'll be back later on this evening to do it all over again. Dawn Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivate.